So our first reading today is what I would call the happy ending of a very sad story. So in this happy ending, we see Joseph and his father, Israel or Jacob, reunited. They haven't seen each other for something like 20 years. So if we go back to the beginning, and you probably remember the story about Joseph and his brothers, but Joseph's brothers, and he had a bunch of them, were upset with him. They were jealous of all the attention that he received. And so they're on their way, and they figure out a plan to get rid of him. They're going to throw him down a well. Now, one of the older brothers, Reuben, says, he'll be safe in the well, and I'll come back and get him later on. But then one of the other brothers has the bright idea, let's make some money off this deal. Let's sell him into slavery. So they do. They sell him into slavery. And they bring back his coat marked with the blood of an animal to make it seem like he had been killed. And as you can imagine, Israel, or Jacob, was tremendously sad. His heart was very heavy because he did love his son Joseph very much. Joseph was very close to God, and God wanted to use him for his purposes to help out his people. So we know he started out as a slave in Pharaoh's court, but because of his wisdom, because of his God-given wisdom that he used, slowly but surely he moved up the ranks. He really impressed the Pharaoh with his ability to interpret dreams. The one dream that was most important, of course, is the one that said, you're going to have 7 good years and the harvest is going to be abundant. Make sure to store up the grain, though, because after those first 7 years, there are going to be 7 years of famine. Things are going to be horrible. The crops are going to fail. So Joseph becomes second in command, only to the Pharaoh. And he has the Egyptians building places to store grain like crazy. And during those first 7 years, the grain is just pouring in. Everything is doing wonderfully. And everything does get stored up. And sure enough, in year 8, everything changes. All the crops are failing. The people are hungry. Joseph organizes them and helps them to take adequate amounts of grain, not taking too much, but adequate amount to feed their families, but so that it would be spread out through these next 7 years. Joseph's family, his brothers who had sold him into slavery, are still living in Canaan, and they're having the same problem. They don't have any food. And so their father sends them to Egypt to see if they can bargain for some grain. We know that they come once, and they come to see Joseph himself, not knowing who he is, and Joseph gives them grain. And he says, you can come back again, but you got to bring that youngest brother of yours. And if they're all thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, we've done away with him. And so they leave. They tell their father this, and he sends them once again. And in the greeting this time, and they explain how, you know, they couldn't bring their youngest brother, all of a sudden, Joseph can't hold back anymore. And he bursts into tears. And he tells them who he is. And of course, they're all in shock. Gives them grain to go back to their father. And they plan this great reunion. One of the interesting things about this story is that Joseph could have reacted in such a different way. As the second most powerful guy in Egypt, he could have really given it to his brothers. He could have made them slaves and doing the worst possible work for, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years, something like that. But he doesn't do that. He sees that God had a bigger plan here. God's plan was so that the Egyptians and those in surrounding countries would have food. Joseph came to leadership. So God took the brother's sin and turned it into something good. Joseph responded as God wanted him to. not out of revenge or retribution, but he responded out of love. That's the same challenge that Jesus has for all of us. In fact, that's what it means when he tells us in the scriptures to turn the other cheek. He doesn't want us to be stamped on like a doormat, but he wants us to show people that the way of love is more powerful than the way of revenge. Because the way of love can change a human heart. It can turn it from wanting to go the old way of darkness and sin and revenge and jealousy and all those things, and turn it to become a heart that only has room for love. That's what God wants for each and every one of us. And he knows when we live that way, we experience the kind of freedom, the kind of joy that God created us to experience. God doesn't want us to live in a situation where we're always at odds with each other. He wants us to feel free. He wants us to feel alive. He wants us to feel love, his kind of love. And he wants us to share that with other people. A quick note from our gospel. Jesus talks about sending the disciples out, but knowing that they're going to be like sheep among the wolves. When you and I try to live our lives as God calls us to, not everybody's going to agree with us. A lot of people are stuck in the way of darkness and jealousy and sin, and they kind of like it there. And so when they see us being happy and joyful and at peace because Christ is in our hearts, I think they too become jealous. And they don't want to respond with love, but they want to bring us down. I think that's an important message for us to hear today as we leave this wonderful place where you've been experiencing the love of Jesus this whole week. Because there's going to be times back home where it's going to be tough to be a follower of Jesus Christ, where your friends may think you're silly or stupid because you're trying to be a good follower of Jesus. But don't let that stop you. You've got Jesus Christ walking at your side. He'll keep you strong. He'll keep that peace and joy alive in your hearts. God truly has a plan for each and every one of us. He wants us to stay close to him so that we are at peace. And even in bad situations, he can make good come out of them. As we celebrate the Eucharist in a few moments, let's open our hearts to receive God's love, to receive God's strength, so that we leave here happy to be his faithful followers, ready for whatever comes our way.